Welcome to Inspirational Australians, where we share stories of Australians making a difference in their communities and in the lives of others. We at Inspirational Australians acknowledge the Wurundjeri and Bunurong people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional owners and custodians of the lands and waterways on which this podcast is produced. We pay our respect to elders past and present and those who are emerging, and extend our respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. At Inspirational Australians, we are inspired by the world's oldest living culture and pay homage to their rich storytelling history when we share stories on our podcast.
For a significant contribution to alleviating isolation and loneliness amongst older Australians, not-for-profit organisation Inclusi won the 2023 Awards Australia Charitable Foundation Mental Health and Wellbeing Award. It's a category in the Queensland's Seven News Community Achievement Awards. Representing Inclusi for our podcast chat is their widely recognised and very acclaimed CEO, Rachel Cook. Rachel, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for having me. Absolute pleasure. I can't wait to spend this afternoon with you and talk all about Inclusi.
I know when I, of course, was a part of the judging process and then on the awards night, seeing you and your team up on stage, hearing your story again on the big screens and learning what a difference you make and the provision of services that you offer is just extraordinary, probably a little dear to my heart as I get closer to the time when your services are of particular interest and value. So, yeah, it was a dear to my heart and, of course, that of my parents and so on.
Yes.
Can you tell me, when did Inclusi commence and what were the humble beginnings all about?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. So Inclusi, as we are currently called, Inclusi Today, actually we started this particular brand only back in May of 2022. But Inclusi has actually been an organisation that has been around now since 1973. So we actually started back as a local-based organisation, which was a member-based community centre with the exact same mission pretty much that we have today, with a lot of change in between. So we've had four organisation names over that 51 years. Hopefully this one's the final one because we have trademarked this one. So hopefully that's it on the name changes. But we've had a long journey over those 51 years. And what I love it about it, as I mentioned, is our mission today is actually what it was 51 years ago. So the reason why the community centre was built in the local suburb of Nunda, close to Brisbane, was to bring seniors together to connect and to learn and to enjoy and do things that they want to do. And obviously, we actually do that still today, but in a very different way. Instead of doing it in person, we actually do it very innovatively and do it completely virtually today. So I'm really proud that as an organization, even though so much has happened in 51 years, as you can imagine, we've actually returned very much back to our original mission and key focus, really, really focusing on that social connection. So lovely to see we're sticking to mission and purpose.
Yeah, fantastic. And Inclusi, I mean, the name is a beauty, isn't it? It says everything. Yeah. So whoever came up with that idea was spot on and really very, very switched on.
Thank you. So, that wasn't me, though.
That wasn't a lead there.
Absolutely, but there was definitely a need. You know, we had to go through that rebranding process to really ensure that we did have a brand and a name and an identity that really understands what we do. And I think Inclusi captures that perfectly.
And dare I say, inclusive to everybody.
Absolutely. And we are an extremely inclusive organisation. So to have that built in to the foundation of what we do and make that really obvious, I think was really important.
Yeah. So when did you join Inclusi, Rachel?
So I actually joined Inclusi in 2019. So lots has happened since I've come on as a CEO as well. So originally when I came on, we were still in the space of doing a lot of different services. So we predominantly have always been in the aged care sector. And back when I joined, we offered a whole range of services that are in the aged care area and are funded by the government. And they cover services such as, at that time, we're doing transport, Meals on Wheels, allied health, you name it. There was a heap of services that we actually offered at that time. But what I loved about when I joined the organisation at that time was identifying what we were doing. What were we really good at? What were we different at? What was our purpose? And I think at that point in time, we had lost our way a little bit in regards to why were we here? Who are we serving? And re-identifying again, what was our mission? What was our vision? What are our values? And what do we actually want to achieve? And what I really loved is when I joined the organization had already started working in this space of virtual connection services. So we actually started what we do today about 8 years ago. It wasn't actually created because of COVID, like many people possibly think that we did. We were well ahead of that. And that's something I love about our organization. In this industry, I like to think that we're leaders in the innovation space, and we're always those couple steps ahead. So when I saw that we were doing this, I went, this is fantastic. It is different. It's needed. It's innovative. And it's something that I think that we can be experts in. So in order to redefine what we were doing at that time and coming back to the core mission of what we have always been about was about having that really difficult conversation about, look, we can't do everything for everybody. Let's join forces, work with our community groups, and let people who are doing those services really well do those and ensure that we're offering the best service for everybody possible, and let us concentrate on what we're really, really good at. So, you know, some hard decisions and hard conversations had to be had to get to that point.
Yeah, it sounds like you were trying to be everything for everybody in a real physical sense.
Absolutely.
You can't do everything for everybody, unfortunately, and to have so many things operating all at once physically is extremely demanding and almost impossible. So you had this vision. You're ahead of COVID before it started, which is amazing. I mean, that's what it's all about, is being innovative, creative, and understanding the future, where we can understand and be ahead of technology before it gets there. That's quite extraordinary, in fact, really.
Yep.
So hats off and kudos for that.
Thank you. That's why I thought I'd note it. So because a lot of people look at our programs and go, you know, what was your driving factor? You know, what made you connect or want to do social connection on a virtual front? And it was because we've actually identified there's so many benefits from a virtual environment. So, and that's what made us start it even before COVID. And it was so fantastic that we were in that space at that time, because when actually COVID hit, it really helped us be the experts in that space to help other service providers in the industry rethink about how services might have needed to be delivered. So, you know, before that, you know, before COVID hit, a lot of service providers weren't thinking on a virtual or technology front at all. And many were forced into it without them actually wanting to be in that space. So it was fantastic that we were able to be a support mechanism for many of our service providers in the industry to give them some help and understanding about how they could think differently and innovate their services to ensure that people can continue on receiving those services through those challenging times. But why we started it is there's a great need for people out there. For example, connecting face-to-face is something we always will do as human beings, but it's not an option for everybody. You know, sometimes doing it in a virtual environment allows people to connect in a way that they want to connect. And that's a really important part of Inclusi. It's about connecting on their terms. So, you know, if somebody doesn't want to get out of their jammies today, that's okay. They can connect anyway. So, you know, there's lots of benefits, especially for people that might have disabilities. There's benefits for people that might have health issues that they might not be able to transport or leave home for that reason. There's people that might be isolated because of where they're located or anything that is a necessary requirement for that individual. We can actually serve by actually bringing the connection straight into their home and removing all of those barriers to ensure that connection is always the focus.
I guess the service you provide has opened up right across Australia, potentially being virtual. People can access your services from anywhere, as you say, which is fantastic.
Absolutely.
Do you still have any physical programs?
No, we don't. So we're 100% remote. And
totally changed.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we were actually a couple of steps ahead with that discussion right before COVID actually came in as well. So we strategically, as an organization, when we knew we were going to go through this direction, one thing I knew that was going to be really important is if we're expecting people to connect virtually, we've got to walk the talk. So we made a decision to actually return to a complete remote organization a couple of months before COVID hit. So the timing was actually quite perfect around that. And we have remained 100% remote workforce. So all of our team that put all these amazing programs together, my management team, all the staff that actually make this come alive, all work at home, which is fantastic. And we've got the right structures and setups. And again, the innovation behind those things to be able to support that. So I love that we're actually leading the way in this space in regards to we're a complete remote workforce. We have flexibility within our team. We promote a four-day working week. So all of those benefits that come with that as well, which has really helped and support and grow our engagement. So we've got this year we received a 91% engagement score, last year a 92% engagement score. And I think it's, you know, working with our team to ensure that not only are we providing amazing services, but we're providing amazing support for them too.
Well, in the 90s is pretty significant because particularly with virtual services, people can be cruel, you know, in terms of their assessment and rankings and ratings sometimes. So that is amazingly significant because, of course, when you have a personal connection in person, you form more easily a bond, I feel. So to have that online is huge.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely extraordinary. That's like 115% if you were in physical connection. So congratulations. And clearly you're able to offer a lot more now being virtual. It would have also taken quite some time. I mean, that doesn't happen overnight. We're going to be virtual. So next day you turn on your computer or your laptop and away you go. There would have been a lot of infrastructure changes that you would have had to make to have it possible.
Yep. So, yep. Lots of changes, a lot of infrastructure. As I said, even having a complete 100% remote workforce, you know, you need to have the right structure, the right support, the right systems. You also need to have the right people. So, you know, I'm very supportive of it. You know, there's a lot of this discussion going on at the moment in regards to the work from home or the hybrid working space or the remote working space and the benefits are about that. And I think it's about finding the right people and the right fit to support that. You know, it's not for everybody, but for our organization, because this is what we do every day. We're the experts in connection and particularly in the virtual space. We need to live and breathe it ourselves. So it's the right fit for us.
Yeah. As we say, you're innovative before your time in so many ways. And there certainly is some role modelling there for a lot of organisations. With regards to your team, do you ever physically catch up?
We certainly do, yep. So we do it in a couple of points because I think that's still important as well, so that we connect together and ensure we're maintaining that connection. As I said, if we're supposed to be the experts in that space, we need to ensure that we're doing it ourselves. So we catch up once a quarter as a team and actually do face-to-face training and spend the entire day together and catch up and do that. We also do a face-to-face induction program. So when people first join Inclusi, we actually do spend a whole day with them and going through who Inclusi is, our mission, our purpose, our values, why we're here, all of that amazing information. And we get them set up before they're on their way to a remote environment. So we absolutely do have training and those sorts of events and you know, staff engagement events and get-togethers at the end of the year to celebrate our successes as well. So there is a component where still catching up together is still important.
Yeah, I agree. Well done. Now, I know and I understand that Inclusi wasn't always a thriving enterprise. Is that what led you to these changes? It would have been nigh impossible to provide all of the services you're trying to undertake.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, as we talked about through that history of time, we've had some ups and downs and challenges and like many non-for-profits do, you know, there is growth in I suppose what has happened through our history, we grew into a space of funding. And sometimes, and you see this quite a lot in the non-for-profit space, Jeff, is that sustainability is always an issue when it comes to non-for-profits. And often we can chase the funding before understanding the strategic component of it. So rather than going, is that what we're experts in? Does that align to our mission? Should we be doing this thing at all? You know, sometimes it's like, oh, the shiny funding over there, let's go for that. And that was what sort of happened with the organization over time. And that's where it sort of grew its arms and legs before we sort of reduced that down and had a really single focus on that mission, ensuring that we're getting that 100% right. So I think that's been a very important part of our history and our journey to bring us to where we are today. And our process and our focus and the way that we actually approach things now is so much more strategic and ensuring that we're really mission aligned. And again, having those really difficult conversations and decisions that we always measure, does this align to our mission? If it doesn't, why are we doing it? You know, there's other partners that we can collaborate with that can help deliver those services. Again, not trying to be everything to everyone.
Yeah, I think there's a lesson there for everybody, all of our listeners, something that we could all learn from and take on board, I think.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think it's really important to collaborate, you know, bringing a community of experts together. Everybody is experts in an area of such, and you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Go find those people that are experts in whatever area you're wanting to work with, and rather having to do it yourself all the time, collaborate and have those really strong relationships and build a community together that you can all support each other.
There are often learnings that we can gain and gather. But also, by the same token, there are things that some people do. You think, well, you know, that's fantastic for them, but for us, I think we're doing really well in this space. So it can be a reiteration as well as a learning.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think all the things that we've been through, including this amazing award that Inclusi has received, is continued recognition that we're on the right path. So, you know, it's constantly that self-evaluation and reflection about, are we getting it right? Are we in the right space? And all of this is a checkbox every step we're making to ensure that we're on the right path. And I know we're there.
Well, the judges certainly agreed. How many staff do you have? And do you have any volunteers? I've just often our organization, our community organizations have volunteers, and I'm trying to get into my head how you might have volunteers. So I was intrigued to know.
Great question, Jeff. Absolutely, we have volunteers. In fact, they're a huge integral part of the delivery of our programs. So one of the benefits of the fact of how we have innovated the organization, rather than being in a local community area where you're span of access to volunteers is obviously reduced because you can only get people within that local area. We now have volunteers that come from all over Australia. So we have about 300 volunteers that help support Inclusi at the moment, doing a range of different roles. Majority of them are all the connection services. So we have volunteers that do one-on-one connections with our participants and catch up once a week and have a chat about whatever it is that they're interested in. And then we've got volunteers that also help support our group programs. So they might come in and do demonstrations around gardening, or we might have an expert on books that might come in. And we've also got drop-in volunteers as well. So you can't schedule loneliness. You know, yes, we've got all those measures and supports there as well, but we've got volunteers that sit there from business hours from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And if someone's lonely, a touch of a button, we've got a volunteer waiting there for them so that they have somebody to talk to at any point in time as well. So volunteers are an integral part of this success of Inclusi, and we couldn't do it without them. Staff-wise, Jeff, we've got 25 staff members that are all based here in Queensland to help deliver these programs. And their responsibilities range from helping create all the content and incredible programs that we manage to helping bring on all of those volunteers and helping support our volunteer workforce to be able to deliver these programs as well. And our team are absolutely incredible.
That's huge. It's absolutely huge. That's, just amazing. Now, I love what you said, and I've just written it down. You can't schedule loneliness. No. And I think that's a fantastic quote that I have to remember because, and it's a bit like mental health. You can't pigeonhole, you know, people. So, yeah, have so many volunteers is really a tribute to the work you do.
Thank you. And that's why I think it's really important to ensure, and that's why we do have a range of different programs, so that anyone that becomes part of our program, there's something for everybody. Again, returning it back to that connection on their terms. So if they want to do one-on-one connection, they can. If they want to come into a group environment and learn something new, they can. And we even offer services, because we do it through digital technology, if they want to learn more about digital skills, we provide that as well. So we're also, whilst we're providing that social connection, closing that digital divide as well. So anything that they're wanting to do, we help create that safe community environment in which they can achieve that.
Such a shame you're not very passionate about this, Rachel.
I don't know if you can tell at all, Jeff. I am so passionate about what we do. And as I said, I love opportunities like this where I get to talk about what it is that we do, because if it means that somebody's listening, and we can gain an extra volunteer, an extra staff member, an extra participant, or an amazing relationship that we can be connected to, it means that we're growing this amazing community. So I will talk all day, every day, if it's about inclusive, because I love it so much.
Well, we'll give you a chance to tell our listeners where they can contact you in a little while. And it certainly oozes out that you must be very proud of the impact you have to empower older Australians.
Incredibly, incredibly proud. You know, something that, you know, is a deep meaning for me is when I think about the people that are parts of our program, you know, many of them don't, in some cases, don't have family, or they don't have friends, and they don't have their own community. And I think about the beautiful wisdom and stories and knowledge that these participants have. And if we didn't have this program, and they didn't have somebody to tell these beautiful experiences to, it would be lost forever. And that completely saddens me, that there's not that story to go on, that somebody could listen to the incredible things that they've been through and experienced. And to lose that knowledge and experience would be absolutely devastating. So I'm so glad we are giving them an opportunity to share those stories and continue to keep that story going.
Yes, and that has a lot to do with loneliness, and people are being very proud of their children, their grandchildren, what they have done, as you say. And I always tell our team, even though you might have been on the phone for half an hour with someone hearing their story, it may well be because they're lonely or they're very proud of the achievements of their organisation, whatever it is. It's really important to engage with that and appreciate and understand where they may be coming from and what they have to say.
Absolutely. I think it's a blessing to be on the other end of those conversations.
It is. It definitely is. And what you do, what we do, is a privilege and a blessing, as you say. So we need to be thankful for it and for people every single day. What are some of the achievements that you are most proud of during your time at Inclusi? And I know, cutting edge technology is something that you're very passionate about. Can you tell us about that and some of the achievements?
And that's a really hard one to narrow down, Jeff. There's so many that we have actually achieved.
You've only got 3 hours, all right?
Over this time. So, no, look, I think having impact is probably the greatest achievement, is being able to take and innovate the service to be able to impact and connect more. So we've taken that mission and we've been able to connect with so many more people than we would have had we not made that decision. So impact is really important. And I love to see that the fact that we're continuing to innovate, and our goal is to continue to grow Inclusi, because we want to connect as many people as we possibly can. You know, I think the social connection and the loneliness discussion affects everybody. In fact, actually affects all ages, all demographics. It's something that is really important that everybody is talking about. And personally, I'd love to be able to leave a legacy one day that we can change that narrative, because there's still a lot of stigma around the conversation of loneliness and people don't feel comfortable talking about it. And I think we need to get government together, communities together, and people together to actually work on how do we continue to overcome these challenges and connect people. Because I believe loneliness, if we continue to not focus on it, is actually the center of many problems. It's, you know, obviously very much the center of mental health, but particularly when you're talking about older Australians, it affects their physical health as well. There's studies that show how much it affects dementia, it affects their aging process, you know, everything, it involves and links to everything. So I think for us to get this right and to and address a lot of the other health concerns that are going on in our community, if we put this at the forefront and put it at the center, we'll be addressing a lot of those issues at the same time. So it needs to come up the priority list, and that's what I'd love to see.
Maybe we could vote for you as federal minister for older Australians.
Thanks. I think I don't know how strong I'd be in the politics space, but I'm very passionate about this subject. So absolutely. So I just think, you know, it needs to be a priority. I love to see that the WHO is now starting to work on this, and it's becoming a priority on an international scale. So it's great to see that they've released some studies and focus around that. So hopefully that starts to get some conversation happening there as well. But I think there's a lot more that we can do on a government and local level around this as well, because it's a real issue.
Yeah, and no slight on the current federal member responsible for older Australians. I'm sure they're doing a particularly good job. But yes, you are very passionate, and a lot of what you have to offer could be of high value to many in senior positions to take note of and to learn from.
And we've come so far in such a short time. In 4 years, we've now award winning. So not only about the award that we're discussing today, but last year we were either the winner or the finalist in 10 national awards last year, including space connection services, mental health and wellbeing, and a whole lot of other different programs. So to be able to get on this national scale and to be credited for what we're doing is going to help us continue to have those conversations. And it brings, what I love about this opportunity, it continues to bring the spotlight on it. So again, any opportunity we get to talk about it and educate people about the importance of social connection, it's just going to benefit everybody involved.
Yeah, the more awareness, the more people learn about services, and the greater the opportunity that you have to share those opportunities with.
That's the plan.
Yeah, well, kudos again. At a guess, how many people do you feel you might support in a given week, month, or a year?
Mm-hmm. So any given time we have, and I talk about our community because there's a whole range of people that come through to our community, and even talking about our volunteers, Jeff, a lot of our volunteers actually come into the program because they themselves are experiencing some form of loneliness, or they're feeling disconnected. And so not only are they wanting to come into a role that they feel like they can give back, our volunteers, because it's a relationship-based program and you're having these one-on-one conversations, our volunteers are getting just as much out of the program as our participants are. So at any one given stage, we have probably 1,000 people that sit within our community doing a range of different things that help make this community, virtual community, work. So, and that's constantly growing. And the vision is to continue to grow inclusive and connect as many people as we possibly can. And maybe one day even looking at how we can change and go into other demographics as well. We're very passionate about the carers space and have got a great relationship that we're building at the moment with Carers Queensland, for example, because again, there's another example of a demographic that is very under-resourced and really suffers in this space because their carers, they're locked out of the world and they're not experiencing the things that they usually would experience when they're on their own now that they're a full-time carer. So we're wanting to bring them into the fold, ensuring that they're having social connection too. So lots of great projects on the horizon for Inclusy.
That's a great idea. I should connect you with Carers SA. I'm sure you'd be happy and keen to provide services everywhere across Australia. We work, Carers SA sponsor an award in our community program for South Australia. They're very passionate about supporting and recognising carers. And you're right, our carers are really restricted in terms of their social capacity because they care for a loved one, which in itself is taxing, tiring and exhausting because the person or one of the people they care for so very much needs their help and support. So that in itself is very stressful and exhausting. So yes.
That's another great reason about our program, particularly with carers. You know, sometimes they can't leave the house because they have to be there and present all the time. But our program, it means that they can take that time and make it a moment in their day just for them, and they don't even need to leave the house. So it really fits in with that flexibility of schedule. So again, people connecting how they want on their terms and what works for them.
Critical, amazing, and brilliant all together. / drama win. So how are you funded? I mean, what you do with the significant amount of infrastructure required, the team that you have, doesn't happen by virtue of a magic wand.
That would be nice. That'd be great. I'd like that. That'd make my job a lot easier, Jeff. No, we are funded by the Commonwealth Home Support Program. So we are funded by the federal government.
Right.
And great to see that they are investing in programs like ourselves. And there's, you know, great other programs that are in that space as well. So great to see the government are doing some investment in that area. And I hope to see that grow over the coming years. We've got to see what happens with the budget coming up. But love to see that grow. I think it's an investment that, as I said, even from an investment in reducing resources on hospitals and our doctors and all of those sorts of things, I think if we got the connection component right, we'd see less reliance in some of those areas.
Yeah. Now, I know grant funding and so on must be extremely important and a huge part of your success for you personally to be able to achieve.
Yeah, it's really challenging. You know, there's a lot of expectation. Of course, you know, when it comes with grant funding, we are working with taxpayers' money. So there's an expectation that we're doing it the right way and that we're delivering on what we said that we're going to deliver on. It's just like anything else. It's very performance-based. You need to ensure that you're delivering on what it is that you're trying to achieve. And it is difficult to continue to manage grant funding. There's a lot happening, particularly in the aged care sector at the moment. We're going through a lot of reform, a lot of change. So there's actually a lot of uncertainty happening in the service provider space. So it's a lot to navigate going through it, through all of that at the moment, because we've just got a new Aged Care Act that's about to go to Parliament. There's going to be new and improved and strengthened aged care standards that will be coming into effect as well. And then upcoming, and particularly for the funding type that we're in at the moment, changes to our funding structure coming up in 2027 as well. So lots happening that's coming out of the Royal Commission that came out in 2018.
Yeah, gee, it's a tough world out there. And I guess sometimes it's a little hard to measure, if you're talking KPIs and data, hard to measure the impact that you make on loneliness, the fact that someone at worst hasn't committed suicide because of the support that you may be offering them, or gone into a deeper mental health state. You don't know, because you've helped avoid that situation. So yeah. some of your work would be hard to measure. You know, you've got the physical numbers of people that you're connected with and so on. But from a government perspective, it must be significant, the little amount of money they provide for you, the huge dollar outcomes that you potentially avoid because of it.
That's right. Very hard to measure that impact as a collective. You know, there's so much we can measure in regards to a lot we work with is engagement. So what we love to see is usually when somebody joins our program, they like to start slow, and they might just do one connection or start in one activity or one event, whatever it might be that they're interested in, and they get comfortable with it and they get used to it, and then we see that engagement really increase, because once they're in there and they feel comfortable, they're like, okay, what else can you give me and show me, and what else can I be a part of? And I think that's a huge component that we love to see, is that engagement, because we want them to connect as much as possible. And we've got a range of programs that if they wanted to come in on Monday at 8 a.m. and stay with us until Friday at 5 p.m., they could do that, because there's so many different programs that they could be a part of. And I love to hear the stories that we're hearing, Jeff, Jeff, in regards to we've got participants that are now restructuring their lives around the programs here at Inclusi. So they're like, no, I can't have my doctor's appointment at 2 because that's when I have Gardenine on. So it's great to see. And I heard an amazing story of feedback only just today where we had a lady. She has had a very challenging couple of years. She lost her husband, she lost her dog, and she was really retreating back from society completely, didn't want to interact at all. Started in our programs, and she actually gave us the feedback today that we've given her the confidence to actually get back out into her physical community and re-enter that and start talking to people and joining different groups and programs and activities physically as well, which she never thought she was ever going to return to. And it was because of the confidence that we've given her through our programs. So the benefits, not only just from her mental health, from connecting with us, but now her physical health, because now she's getting out and out and about in her community, which is amazing to see.
Yes. Yeah, that's huge, because I imagine there are a lot of people listening, certainly out in the broader community, who for one reason or another are hesitant to be out in the community. It may have come from COVID, where a lot of our older Australians were scared to go out for quite some time, maybe some still. You still hear stories of people who are afraid to go out because of the fear of COVID, or is this the residual fear that's left over? By starting online and talking, communicating and learning, it eases you into that opportunity, gives you the confidence, as you just aptly said. So I hadn't thought of that aspect. So that is so true and so powerful. And I hope people connect. I hope all of our listeners go and check out your services to learn more. So speaking of that, segue into how do you promote your services?
Through a range of different avenues. So we are, because we are an aged care service provider, we do, and we are connected and receive referrals through the My Aged Care system. So we do receive them through that way. People can self-refer into us. We can have family and friends refer. We're doing a lot of work with working with professionals. So getting people to, like doctors, for example, you know, there's a lot of discussion. In fact, actually, I'm doing a talk coming up on Digital Health Festival shortly around social prescribing and the importance around that as well. So again, bringing that passion to getting the core understanding of what that looks like and people prescribing social connection services. So we have a range of different ways, but we market through our website, we market through all of our social media, and most importantly, it's through the relationships and connections that we make. So we've got so many amazing connections that we build with local service providers and other groups, which without them, we wouldn't be here where we are today, because they see what we do and they love what we do and send us over people that they think would benefit from the program. So it's a lot of different areas that you need to be across in order to get that word out there. And one of the things I want to change is every time we do a presentation about Inclusi, one of the first things we hear from people is, how do I not know about this service before or sooner? This is amazing. And I need to change that. So everybody doesn't say that to me and they go, yes, I know who Inclusi is and I know all about you. So I've got my work cut out for me, Jeff.
Yeah, well, it's everybody's Achilles heel, isn't it? How do we get our services out there? And when you think you're doing an amazing job, then the next person that comes along says, oh, I didn't know about you. You think, oh, gee, I thought we're doing good.
Absolutely.
But that is a tough gig. And I think it's part of the collaborations that you talked about with the professional industry, getting them connected and learning of your services so they're comfortable and confident to refer people on to you that may be in need. And all that collaboration and connection and promotion takes a lot of time.
It does. Because you've got to build that trust, you know. It's like any relationship. They don't know who you are initially, and you've got to nurture those referrals and those relationships, and it takes a lot of work to build that trust and credibility in the industry. And I definitely think that we're there. So, you know, those relationships we cherish and we couldn't do it without them. So they're key to the success of Inclusi.
Yeah, awesome. Now, heading in a slightly different direction for a moment, if we cast back to the 7 News Community Achievement Awards Gala presentation dinner in November, what was a key takeaway from that event for you?
Oh, wow, Jeff. I was in awe of the groups and the community groups that were in that room that night. You know, it's just absolutely incredible to see so many people with so many amazing purposes and the effort that they put into it. And we laughed, we cried, you know, there were so many amazing organizations. And I think anyone that was actually at that event that night should be incredibly proud of what they do. It's awe-inspiring. And, you know, just like you're having that conversation about, wow, that's amazing what Inclusive does, equally the other way around for us, Jeff. It was just so many incredible individuals that are so passionate about what their purpose is. And I love to see it. You know, we don't often, unless you come to these types of events, get to see all of these amazing things that happen. And it was just such a positive, awe-inspiring, inspirational experience.
Yeah, thank you. And that is what we aim to do, is to inspire and promote the good work that people are contributing. And one of the important things I think about the event itself is sometimes we maybe get a little low thinking we can't do enough. You know, we're doing our very best, but there's still so many that need help, need our services. But to know that there are others, not necessarily doing the same thing, but that are doing their part in the community, in other arenas, that are making a contribution as well, is inspiring to know you're not alone. There are others making a difference. And as we like to say, together we make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the whole essence.
I think you should be incredibly proud of what you're achieving, because, you know, without events like that, we're not actually getting some of those experiences and meeting. You know, I met so many people on that night that we're connecting with today. So those collaborations, relationships were born out of that event. And I can't thank you enough for having that environment where people can come together and not only showcase the amazing things that they are doing, but networking and creating those amazing relationships as well. And look, I don't envy you as judges, because that would have been an incredibly hard process.
Well, it is, just a little secret. I don't actually vote. I chair the panel, so I don't actually vote, which is a blessing in itself. Because it is heartbreaking sometimes trying to separate, but it is inspiring to hear the stories and know that you are going to make a difference. And I say, when I brief the panel at the beginning of the day, you know, that today you will change lives. So yeah, Don't underestimate the value of your contribution. And when we send out information over a period of a month to the judges, don't undervalue the process, because you will change lives. So respect the process, you know, respect the effort that you need to make for the contribution that collectively everybody will make in the ultimate final judging day.
Beautifully said. Because I think everybody involved in this process, judges and nominees, finalists, who it doesn't matter who it is, every one of those people involved are changing a life or lives in some way. And I think that's so important to continue to remind people of that. So thank you so much for what you do.
No, thank you. Thank you kindly. Has winning the award helped raise awareness for you? I know it's early days since, and I know you've won a number of awards, but collectively, I guess, as you've alluded, they really must impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it has had an impact. And as I said, we've had some fantastic relationships that have come out, and even some relationships that have come out of that event that we've even featured in our newsletter and been able to help collaborate and promote as well. But it does. As I said, every one of these events or opportunities, as I said, if it gives us one more person to connect into our community, it doesn't matter what their role is, it's so vitally important. So it has absolutely had a huge positive effect and will continue to do so. So it's about continuing to have those conversations with every connection that you make throughout that, and it just keeps that conversation going. So absolutely, it's been a huge positive effect for us.
Yeah, just reiterating that is, I was having a meeting on Monday with a media outlet talking to them about the community awards and whether they might like to contribute, be involved. And they said, oh, one of my friends won that award last year. Yes, that's one of those awards. So yeah, it was amazing. She speaks so highly and was so inspired. Yeah, I'd love to find out more. So it is all about those connections. And if there's someone who may not have been referring that connects and hear about your story or an outcome that's promoting how good you are, then they may then be inspired to say, I am going to refer people. This organization is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't matter if it's today, you know, it's just about planting that seed, and it might be tomorrow or next month, or there might be somebody that they know and they go, that's right, there's somebody, there's a service available for that person. So, you know, you never know when they're going to need it.
Yeah, definitely. And a little plug, the nominations for the 7 Youth Community Achievement Awards for 2024 will be open soon. And I'd love you to encourage someone that you know to nominate or nominate someone yourself. And if you're hearing the story and you might be interested in sponsorship or partnering with us, helping us to continue the program to acknowledge people and organizations like Rachel and Inclusive, drop me an email at geoff@awardsaustralia.com. That's GEOF, the right way, although most would disagree. GEOFF@awardsaustralia.com. Or to nominate someone, have a look at the Awards Australia website and the categories for each date are shown there. And I can assure you that people like Rachel and Inclusive will be so proud of a nomination that you submit on their behalf to know that their work is important to you, is a validation in itself and worthy of the nomination alone. So if you're a person out there that knows someone who could nominate, please ask them to or nominate them or get in contact with us and we will reach out and start that nomination process. Now, Rachel, you're clearly a superstar CEO and a superstar human. There's no doubt about that. What's something we might not know about you, though?
I'm ready to shock you here, Geoff. So one thing that, you know, what's one of my hobbies outside of the passion of the organization, which, you know, I spend a lot of time here because I absolutely enjoy what I do. I love my role. I love my organization. But you need to have some downtime. I play Pokemon Go. So in fact, I'm the highest level in Pokemon Go. And people often get quite a shock when I tell them about that. So there you go. There's something that you might not have expected of me.
Well, I'm not surprised because you're good at everything you do. So why not be the best at Pokemon Go as well? Now, I'm sounding impressed. I have no idea what that is. Well, I know Pokemon, but yep. I imagine it's some online game.
It's an online game, but what I love about it, actually, it came out and it took over the world in 2016, actually on the 8th of July, 2016. And I joined on the 12th of July, 2016, because like everybody was playing. So I was like, what's this thing about? And I originally started it because my daughter was obviously interested in it. And what I love about the game, it's an online game, but you get out and about in the community. So you're walking, exercising while you're doing it as well. And it's got a really beautiful community vibe to it. So they have lots of different community events. And in fact, they had one on the weekend, a full 2-day weekend event. And you can get out there and meet other Pokemon Go players while you're walking around and getting fresh air, exercise and sunshine and having a great time as well. So I love it for that. It's not that there's anything wrong with it, but it's not like sitting, you know, behind the TV on your couch playing a video game. It's interactive, it's community focused, and it's a lot of fun.
It all comes together for me now. Yes, I know exactly what it is now.
Yeah, you work out why I play. Plus the little cute things that you catch as well.
That's right. And these were the people back in the early days that wandered around with their heads low, running and bumping into things as they looked for the clues or the Pokemon Go, whatever it was. Yes, it all comes together.
So I'm one of those people, Geoff, but I'm a lot more aware of my surroundings.
Kudos again, because obviously if you're getting out and about, that's a positive. You're getting exercise, enjoying yourself, you're having fun and integrating into something that other people can connect with as well, which is what Inclusive is all about.
Absolutely. It's all about that. So, in fact, it's very aligned in a lot of ways. And, you know, when I started playing, it was before I actually became part of Inclusive. And you're right, Geoff Moss, it's quite surprising. A lot of people, when I go, you know, this is what I do, they go, really? You play Pokemon Go? Is that still a thing? And I'm like, it's still very much a thing. Maybe not what it was like in 2016, but it's very much a thing. And you're right, Geoff, on reflection, probably why I love it so much is there's so much alignment actually to what's going in Inclusive. You know, it is connecting with your community. It's finding activities that you love and enjoy and really creating that engagement. So, that's absolutely probably why I'm aligned to it.
So, Rachel, what drives you. I'm sure all of our listeners are thinking, this is an extraordinary human who is so passionate, achieves so much, and is so inspiring. But what drives you personally?
What drives me? I think it's the passion that I have, particularly for leadership. You know, leadership is absolutely my area of expertise. I love my team. I suppose I identify myself as a servant leader is predominantly my leadership style. No surprise working in the industry that we're in. And, you know, what drives me is seeing others achieve success and amazing goals and be able to realize and achieve more than they could ever dreamed. And if I can be part of that process, you know, I want to be part of that process. And, you know, we talk about changing lives. I love the fact that I might have some positive effect on a staff member that I work with in some way or another. So leadership is my driver. I love what I do. I've been a leader for over 22 years now. It's absolutely my passion and I enjoy every part of it. So giving back and being able to coach others and mentor others through that process is what I'm all about.
Great advice for everybody. Excellent stuff. There must be times though, you know, you're very driven, as you said, you're very passionate, you work very hard. There must be times when it just gets a little too much, you're feeling burnt out or a little low. What do you do to reset, to bounce back, or to recharge yourself?
Yeah, great question. Pokemon Go, definitely one of those things. But I think, you know, look, I have had times in my career where I've absolutely been in that burnout space. And I think I've really come to learn a lot about what that experience is and to identify those signs before they happen. So setting the right processes in place, and I think ensuring that you set boundaries is really important as well, especially for the fact that we are actually a remote environment. I work from home. So it's really important you put some structure in the environment between what is work and what is home, ensuring you're not sleeping in the office is what they say. So, you know, boundaries and structure is really important, but learning to take some time off and disconnect. You know, for me, whenever I talk about this particular space of well-being, I can't talk about the importance of sleep enough. You know, I rave on, people probably think, oh, she's not going on about sleep again. But I think sleep is the centerpiece of everything. And, you know, if I can get a really good night's sleep, everything about me is operating better. I perform better. I think better. I operate better. I can give more and I can be more of a support for everybody else if I'm running at my best. So I can't talk highly enough about sleep and the importance of that. So for me, it's making sure I get to bed on time and wake up around the regular time and making sure I'm putting protective boundaries so I get the most out of it.
Great advice. You may have a lot of people asking for help with mentoring based on today's discussion. But everybody, I'm first in line, so just wait your turn.
I'm more than happy to help anyone, Jeff. But, you know, everybody, I did a talk recently, actually, recently, it's last year. I keep thinking everything's recent, but it's not. It's like a year ago. but I did a bit of a talk about motivation, and the question was what motivates me? And I said, you know, sometimes when it comes to these things, it's not, there's no magic pill to this. It's about getting the basics right. And you know, I have a lot of my team go, you know, these are the goals that I want to achieve and I want to do that and I want to do that. And I'm like, well, did you have a good sleep last night? Because guess what? You're not going to go very well on your goals if you didn't get a good sleep. So let's start there.
I wonder if that's why there are so many sickies on a Monday.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, no, it's all about the basics with me. Keeping it simple and focusing on those core things helps put me in the right space so that I can achieve more.
Yeah, no, really well said. Great advice. So what's next for Rachel and Inclusi?
Well, Jeff, as I said, we want to continue to grow it. So we've got lots of different objectives planned for this year. So some key things, as I said, relationships, but a brand new relationship happening with Carers Queensland and growing that space for carers and making sure that we're connecting them. We are focusing on very much internally about the support in the neurodiversity space. So we actually have a team of neurodiverse staff members as well, which we're very proud of. So we're wanting to actually grow our very own inclusive framework and support, continue to support our neurodiverse staff and team, and obviously we will have participants and volunteers that identify in that space as well. So we want to create a very inclusive and diverse community, so continuing to grow in that space there too. Continuing to grow our programs, offering more options, more connections, more fun and engaging options for people, and obviously working to grow the organization so that we can connect more people to our mission. So a really busy 2024 plan ahead, and continuing to innovate. So something that I'm particularly focused on is, yes, we're leading the way in a lot of areas, but we need to continue to invest in that innovation and improvement as well, because if you stop doing that, you're no longer doing that. So we need to continue to stay ahead of our game. So looking at some really cool things with, and making sure that it's ethical, of course, and doing the right selection, but some really cool things with AI to support our systems, and doing some fun stuff in that area as well. So continuing to innovate with that. But absolutely, the plan for us long term is to grow inclusive and connect as many Australians as we can to our program.
Terrific stuff. Is there anything that we may have missed that you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of, Jeff. I think just adding in there that, you know, come and join Inclusi. Come and check out what we do. We, you know, whether you're an older Australian that might benefit from being part of the program, or you could also benefit from being a volunteer. As I said, many people who are volunteer for us are getting just as much from the connection component out of it as well. It's a two-way street. It's a two-way relationship. We just want to continue to grow this community. So come and check us out. Join us. Find out more information about us, because we'd love to have you.
So how can people connect with you personally and Inclusi to find out more about what Inclusi does? So there's two parts to the question.
Yep. So with Inclusi, check out our website at www.inclusi, which is inclusee.org.au, or give us a call on 1-800-287-687. If you want to connect with me personally, feel free to reach out on my LinkedIn. So it's Rachel, R-A-C-H-A-E-L. And Jeff, I'm going to add in what you said. That's the correct way to spell it.
I know, which I got wrong. Sorry.
And my surname is Cook, C-O-O-K, or you can also email me directly at rachel@inclusi.org.au.
Awesome. And those details will be in our show notes. So, or give us a buzz or email, connect with us, and we will pass on the details for Rachel and Inclusi, because you should. It's an extraordinary organisation, very worthy, very worthwhile. Do great things in the community, can benefit so, so very many. May not be you personally, it might be someone you can think of that would benefit from services, although I'm sure we all could. So please, please make sure you take a look. Now, people, you mentioned volunteering, so that would be great if people could connect to volunteer as well. And you may not think you've got skills, but have a chat to the team, and I'm sure they will find something that you can contribute. Also, can people donate? Is there an opportunity?
Yeah, they can absolutely donate as well. We are actually considered a charity as well. So on our website, there's information about how you can donate to our cause. And we are very ethical in that space and demonstrate exactly how our donations will benefit somebody as well. So if you want to help connect somebody that way, you can absolutely help donate to the organisation too.
What a worthy cause to donate to. Rachel, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the podcast today. You are a superstar. You're an inspiration and a powerhouse. Thank you so much for inspiring us, for sharing some of your story and the successes and the value that Inclusi offers to the community. I hope everybody's really enjoyed listening to the story of Rachel and Inclusi. Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. The pleasure's all mine. As I said, this is our amazing opportunity to talk about what we do here. So thank you so much for having us. It's an absolute pleasure, and it's been absolutely fun. You've made my day, so I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you too, and you have made mine. It's been a real thrill. Well, everybody, until next week, please be kind, because together we make a difference.
The Inspirational Australians podcast is brought to you by Awards Australia. We recognise, celebrate, and share the stories of inspirational Australians through our awards programs across the country. To find out more, to nominate an inspirational Australian in your life, or to partner with our awards, visit awardsaustralia.com. If you enjoyed today's story, we'd love it if you could subscribe, rate, and review to make sure you don't miss an episode and to help our guests reach more people with their inspirational stories.